And we'll stop here with Gerrit Cole, man. That was fucking brutal. That was painful to watch him on Tuesday night. And people want to say, oh, you got to rip Gerrit Cole. First of all, nobody went at Gerrit Cole harder than I did in 2022. For as
Hard.
big of a Gerrit Cole supporter and a big fan of him as I am, nobody took him to task more than I did in 2022, because the way he pitched in 2022 is not representative of who he is. And we saw that in 2023 of what Gerrit Cole really is. So don't tell me, don't have people coming at me telling me, oh, you don't hold Gerrit Cole accountable like you hold other pitchers in this rotation account. Stop, please. Listen to the show once.
Yeah.
Go back. Huh?
What is there to hold him accountable for? The guy had a career year. He's coming off of a clunker, and just like his players said, afterwards, this is his spring training right now.
And
So,
look, you
whatever.
can look at it like that. This is his spring training, and Aaron Judge sat out a lot of spring training and he sucked for 3 weeks, and now look at him.
Yeah. The concern, though, yesterday was the velocity dip. That's a
Which I
concern.
want to talk about
Yeah.
because that was a major concern. But Cole, after the game, said that he couldn't control 99, that he sacrificed velocity for control. And he was fucking throwing batting practice out there when he did that because guys were sitting on that 94, 93, and they were tattooing it. So, I mean, what'd you sacrifice it for?
Well, look, if it's a Gerrit Cole that believes he has 100 and 110 pitches to throw in a game, maybe he waits a little longer before he resorts to giving up velocity.
Maybe he's not even throwing 99 in the first inning.
Yeah, maybe.
He might not be maxing out that much in the
Yeah,
first
maybe that's
inning.
a good point too. So for me, as long as Gerrit Cole is being honest that he feels okay, that nothing is wrong physically, I have absolutely no worry about it.
I
It
don't think
is what it is. It,
you should be worried if he's healthy physically.
of course. And look, I'll end with this. I was gonna start the show with it, but I'll take it. I'll do it here. I actually thought about our argument last show. And while I think I will definitely still stand behind what I was saying, that it was, I think they could have benefited from him taking more time to get to where he needs to be in the minor leagues if they were just planning on throwing him out there and not ramping him up more. I will say that I do think you're right in that adding Gerrit Cole to this rotation right now, the way they've been, where they were at, needed to happen. And so for me, I'm not going to sit here after a bad game like that. It is what it is. The Yankees brought him up. Maybe they rushed him back, but maybe they were right to do so. I don't know. All I know is as long as Gerrit Cole is healthy, these games can be expected, maybe even for the next couple outings before he's back to his true form. Remember, we just said it. Gerrit Cole didn't have a spring training. Gerrit Cole's a pitcher. All pitchers, all baseball players are people of habit. And this guy didn't get the preparation that he's normally used to. This is not just some fucking average Joe pitcher who just goes out there and throws a baseball. This is a world-class Cy Young award-winning best pitcher on the planet guy who has a routine that he's used to every single year. And he didn't get that this year. So I'm not going to panic when he's not even ramped up to what 75, 80, 85 pitches at the time and he's having a bad game. As long as he's healthy, that's the only thing the Yankees and the Yankee fans should worry about, him being healthy, because he will turn the corner. And he will be there when they need him most.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. I mean, it was painful, honestly. As a fan of the guy, to sit there and
It
watch him
was
do
tough.
to sit there and watch him do that last night. But
It was
Pedro
hard.
Mart
It was hard.
okay, it was hard. But Pedro Martinez made a point that he thinks Cole is just going through a little shoulder fatigue, maybe a little dead arm right now because he doesn't have the pitches. And that's why he said, this is coming from Pedro Martinez, so maybe I'll take it with a little bit more credence. That's why he was up so much in his zone last night. That's what Pedro said. I mean, if any, you want to talk about world-class pitchers, Cy Young Award winners, best on the planet, that's Pedro Martinez right there.
He's one of the best we'll ever watch. And yeah, you got to take it for what it is, but Gerrit Cole has always seemed to be honest with himself when it comes to his body, and he really, unless I'm forgetting something, he's always been pretty to the point if he's feeling anything. And, you know, we know the Yankee way. Maybe it comes out in a couple of days. He is experiencing some fatigue, but...
Again, but that's not something serious.
No, you can almost make the argument it could be expected. You know, this guy, that's part of the ramp up is, you know, it's also part of why maybe you can argue that they should have left him down there because he's throwing less high intensity pitches while he's ramping up. You know, he's ramping up now and throwing high intensity pitches.
And this is what I wanted, and I missed this point I wanted to make last week, but when we're yelling at each other, sometimes you don't think clearly, is that the Yankees were almost limiting him because of the high intensity of the pitches, that he probably would have gone deeper in a low pressure environment, but because of the stress involved of pitching in the big leagues and with Baltimore, that maybe that's why they limited him the way that they did. And again, it was completely fucking stupid to let him warm up to throw one pitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I think the argument can end with that of whether he's here or not and why they didn't progress because of the high intensity pitches. That should have been where I took that argument last week of maybe that's what you're risking right now with some shoulder fatigue where you can't ramp him up as much as you'd like because it's way different whether you're throwing an inning, fucking six innings, it doesn't matter. These pitches are way different in the major leagues.